or the method of offering the burnt offering.
啊、这个包括献祭的人、啊、跟祭司的职责。
This including the person and its duties.、
啊、如果要献完祭、啊、就把牲畜带来带到会幕。
If you want to offer the animal, you need to bring them to the tabernacle.
然后把手、啊、按在祭牲的头上。
Have to lay hands on the head of the animal.
亲手把祭牲杀掉。
And kill the animal with your hands.
啊，把这个祭牲的皮呀、啊，把它剥掉。
And skin the animal.
啊，然后把这个祭牲切一块一块。
And need to cut it into pieces.
啊，脏腑啊，洗干净。
And also have to wash the inner parts.
这是献祭的人要做的事情。
That's the things that the person has to do in order to make the sacrifice.
然后把这个祭牲啊，就交给祭司。
And then we'll turn this to the priest.
祭司就把这个祭物啊，全部烧在祭坛上，全部把它烧掉。
And then the priest will burn all the sacrifice on the altar.
那第一次献祭的时候，那个火是天上来的。
And the first time the fire come from the heaven.
啊，所以那个火就要一直维持，不能够把它熄掉。
And the fire has to keep it on.
所以那个祭坛上的那个火一直都要烧下去。
So the fire in the altar has to continue burning.
所以在第九章讲到说，那个大祭司啊，亚伦的两个儿子献上燔火。
So in the book it says the priest Aaron's two sons they offer the profane fire.
哎，那个火不是从天上来的火，它是可能是人家在烧饭的地方啊，随便起个火来就把它点香就献上了。
Because the fire doesn't come from heaven, it's maybe come from people when they are cooking.
啊，所以他两个儿子啊就被火烧掉了。
So the two sons of Aaron were burned to death.
人没有烧，人烧死了，但是衣服都没有烧焦。
They were died from the fire, but their clothes not burned.
这告诉我们，我们在服侍神的态度啊，应该按照神的旨意，而不是按照我们的仁义跟血气。
So this tells us when we are serving God, we have to do according to God's will, not according to our own flesh.
那我们今天早上讲到这个肉要切成块子，就把它切块。
This morning we talk about have to cut the animal into pieces.
所以献上去的时候不是一个完整的一头牛或者一头羊。
So the animal wasn't offered as a whole.
是一块一块的肉块。
Instead, it was cut into pieces.
就是表述说啊，我们把我们自己啊，已经切成块了。
So that's simplified. We need to cut us into pieces as well.
啊，所以要消灭自己，消灭我的自我，不要有自己的意见很强。
So we need to deny ourselves, not to have our own opinion.
我们自己的个性啊，也要消除掉。
And also have to, ruffle the edge of our own personalities.
那如果这样的话，我们在服侍神呐、啊，啊，这样神才会应啊。
Then when we are serving God, we'll be pleasing to God.
有的人说，我个性本来就是这样啊。
People might say, "Oh, that's my personality."
啊，所以有时候在圣工上啊，就没有办法跟人家协调配合。
So then it's hard to work with other people.
啊，有时候在会议当中啊，一直固执己见。
Sometimes we insist on our own opinion in the meeting.
好，那所以我们自己本身的个性啊，要消除。
So we need to rub off the edge of our own character.
不要一直抬高自己，显扬自己。
And we should not try to show off ourselves.
所以保罗说啊，我们要高举耶稣基督的名，不是传扬我们自己的名。
That's why Paul says we need to raise the name of our Lord, not to raise our own name.
当然，我们有时候啊，有一些看法，有一些意见。
Of course, sometimes we have opinions on things.
啊，那个大家经过开会讨论以后啊，最后的结论我们就要尊重。
But whenever the conclusion of a meeting, we have to respect that.
啊，不能够说啊，啊，这个结论呐，我不是我的意见，所以我们就不听。
We cannot say, oh, because it's my, not my, my opinion, so I would ignore it.
那再来说要洗脏腑啊，第一章第九节。
Leviticus.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
那这个内脏啊，因为很多的污秽的东西，要先把它洗干净。
The inner parts of the animal is filthy, so need to be washed out.
啊，如果没有洗干净，一线上啊有很多脏东西啊，就祭坛上污秽啦，啊，这个臭气就产生出来。
So if we don't wash out the inner parts when we burn the offering, then we'll have a foul odor.
我们人呐，我们今天早上谈到那个。创世纪第八章，神说啊，人从小心里就怀着恶念。
From Genesis chapter 8, it says, men, from they were young, they have evil thoughts.
诗篇里面就说啊，人心诡大，诡诈，坏到极处。
In the Psalm, it also says, human heart is really tricky.
所以人的心里面啊，常常充满很多的恶念啊，一些嫉妒怨恨啊，各样的不好的事情。
So in a human heart, that often time we have all kind of bad thoughts, jealousy and bitterness.
那我们要来服侍神啊，就要把这些东西洗干净。
So in order to serve God, we need to wash up all those filthy.
说要存着清洁的良心啊，来服侍神。
We have to serve God with a really clear and clean conscience.
我们的心如果不圣洁的话，我们的服事神不悦纳。
If our heart is not holy, God will not be pleased with our serve.
啊，以前我们在神学院的时候啊，长辈常常跟我们讲。
When I was in the theological school, the senior pastor often encouraged me.
以前天主教要求他们的神父啊，要三绝，三样要禁戒的事情。
In a Catholic church, they ask their priest to have three things that they have to be abstained.
第一个就是绝色。
The first one is to abstain from sexual
behavior. 当然他们很多神族人员啊，没有结婚。
That's why their worker cannot get married.
啊，当然从圣经里面看啊，结婚不是犯罪。
But from the Bible, we know getting married is not a sin.
正常的婚姻是神啊神设立的，而且是蒙神祝福的。
Marriage is instituted by God.
啊，但是不合法的、不按照圣经来的婚姻关系啊，那就是神所不喜悦的。
But the marriage not according to the Bible, will not be pleased by God.
我们要服侍神啊，这个男女之间的关系啊，要很圣洁。
So in order to serve God, we need to be holy.
啊，所以要对这个婚姻呐、啊、关系要婚姻的道理要很重视。
So we need to put an emphasis on the marriage.
主耶稣说啊，如果看到妇女动淫念呐、啊，啊，就是心理上跟她犯奸淫了。
Jesus said, if you saw a woman and has a bad thought, then actually you commit adultery.
就是说你的眼睛让你犯罪，你就把眼睛挖出来。
And go on to say, if your eyes sin, you need to cut out your eyes.
你的手让你犯罪，就把手砍掉。
If your hands sin, you need to cut off your hands.
那当然不是真的叫我们说把眼睛挖掉，把手砍掉。
Of course, we don't take it literally.
啊，那如果你心犯罪啊，是不是要把心都挖出来
？Doesn't mean that if our heart has bad thought, we need to cut off our heart.
啊，将来到天国啊，有的没眼睛，有的没有手。
Then in the future, we go to the heaven. Some people would be without hand or without heart.
事实上不是这样，而是叫我们要用尽一切的力量来对付罪恶。
That means we need to make our best effort to deal with the sin.
那第二个就是对钱财啊，也要保守圣洁。
The second is need to be really clean with the money.
从古以来啊，很多人啊，因为财失败。
A lot of people they fall because of the love of money.
好像亚干啊，看到那个示拿衣服，看到那个金银呐、啊，他就赶快偷偷的把它藏起来。
Like Achan, he saw the clothes and the silver. He took it, for his own.
好像以利沙的仆人呐、啊，基哈西。
Like Elijah's servant.
他看到乃曼带了很多的财宝来，奇怪这个老师怎么不要。
And he saw the general, Naaman has bring a lot of treasures.
所以他就跑偷偷跑去对乃曼说。
So he told Naaman.
因为我的因为先知啊，他有朋友来、啊、他要一些衣服，要一些金银送给他。
And he says, I have friends that would need some of those clothing.
乃曼就很乐意的就给他。
So Naaman gave him all those clothing and treasures.
当他回来的时候啊，以利沙说：“你到哪里去？”
And when he come back, Elisha asked him, "Where did
you
go?"
他说：“没有啊。”
And he denied, say, "No, I didn't go anywhere."
以利沙说：“那个人回头再跟你讲话的时候，我的心没有跟你一起去吗？”
And Elisha says, "My heart go with you."
所以乃曼的大麻风啊，要淋到你身上。
So he said, where is he?
Leprosy.
The leprosy. The leprosy of Naaman would go with you.
因为贪财失败。
Because the love of money, he fell.
犹大也是一样啊，为着三十块钱把主耶稣卖掉。
The same thing with Judah, because of 30 silver, he betrayed Jesus.
神把那个财务，主耶稣把那个财务交给他管理，他管钱袋。
Jesus gave him the treasure back.
但是他常常偷里面的钱来用。
But oftentimes he stole the money from that bag.
所以魔鬼就看了啊，这个人贪财。
So Satan knows this man is really greed.
所以告诉他说，你把老师卖掉，你就有三十块钱了。
So Satan told him, if you sell your teacher, then you will get 30 silver.
因为有时候我们心理上的不圣洁啊，往往在工作当中啊，没有办法顺利，而且很容易失败。
So if we don't have a clean and holy heart, then in our work we cannot be successful.
我们要服侍神，要从我们内心啊洁净。
So in order to serve God, we need to be holy from our heart.
因为拜神说要用心灵跟诚实。
Because we need to worship God in a truth and in spirit.
人是看外貌的，但是神是看内心的。
People judge others from their outside appearance, but God judges from the heart.
23节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言四章二十三节
Chapter 4 verse 23，
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来。所以我们要灵修啊，就是从我们的心开始。
So when we cultivate ourselves, we need to start with the heart.
所以中国人讲说啊，要诚意修正心啊，修身齐家治国平天下哦。你要做大事，要从心开始啊。
So Chinese saying says, whatever you do, you start with your heart."
我们在服侍神也是一样，从我们的心开始修炼。
So when we serve God, we need to cultivate our heart.
因为这样会从你的言理上、你的行为上、行动上表现出来。
So it shows them from our speech and from our behavior.
在接下来说啊，要洗腿，祭物的腿要洗。
Next, have to wash the animal's legs.
这个腿是代表我们人的行为。
The legs symbolized the human's deeds.
啊，主耶稣的脚踪啊，非常的佳美。
Jesus, his way, that he walk is really wonderful.
我们的行为也要洁净，啊，才能够得神悦纳。
Our deeds has to be really holy, then we'll be pleased by God.
有时候我们觉得说啊，小的事情没有什么关系啊，事实上，大大小小神都在监察。
Sometimes we think little things doesn't matter, but God watch over us.
啊，有一次跟那个我刚神学院出来啊实习的时候
，When I just got out from theological school.
啊，跟那个传道组去探访信徒。
I went to visit some members.
啊，有一个老姐妹生病，啊，就是医生看也好像没有什么病。
There's an elder sister who was sick, but the doctor couldn't find anything wrong.
但是她却很痛苦啊，躺在床上。
But she was suffering a great deal.
啊，大家一直帮她祷告，也没有办法得医治。
And everyone was trying to pray for her, but didn't see any effect.
那，啊，后来她的媳妇就说了。
So then, her daughter-in-law says,
说我婆婆哦，她说我们信主的人不可以到庙里去。
The daughter-in-law said, my mother-in-law said, we cannot go to the temple.
啊，她就拿50块钱叫邻居说，你到庙里啊，帮我抽个签呐。
So, instead, she asked her neighbor to give her $50 to go to the temple to cast a lot.
啊，所以，啊，神为着让他知道，他因为无知啊，神为着让他知道，所以让他一直生病。
Because of her ignorance, so God, made her sick for a long time.
后来传道跟他讲说，这样是不对的，叫他悔改，主耶稣就医治他。
And then the minister told her she need to repent, so she did, and then she get better.
哦，负担的教会有一个传道的妈妈。
And also that a pastor's mother.
那有一次啊，她觉得说啊，这个肚子好像什么东西很重，要掉下去一样。
She feels something really heavy in her stomach.
啊，走来走去都很辛苦，很难过啊。
And she was really uncomfortable.
她一直想说，奇怪，怎么我会这么样啊？为什么这么难过
？And she was wondering how come it happened to her.
啊，后来有一天呐，她出去散步走路的时候
，One day, she was walking around.
走到一个地方，她突然间想起来了。
And all of a sudden, she thought.
啊，原来啊是。邻居啊，因为他们要拜拜。
Because the neighbor was offering something to the idol.
因为他刚好要去菜市场。
And she was also walking towards the market.
啊，就拿一些钱说啊，你帮我买什么哦？这个我要拜拜用的。
So she said, "Yeah, you can you buy something for me that I'm going to offering to the idol."
啊，他想说啊，反正这是邻居啊，帮一点忙，大概没什么关系啦。
She thought it's just a neighbor. I'm just doing her a little favor.
那是很奇怪，到菜市场啊，那个啊肉啦、啊、什么都买好的时候，要付钱给他，那个皮包就一直打不开。
And when she is about to give the money, and she couldn't open her purse.
后来跟他说啊，我回去拿钱再给你啊。
So she said, "I'll go back and pay you back later."
因为可能跟他们都很熟嘛。
Maybe she know them pretty well.
那后来回去以后啊，就开始觉得身体很不舒服。
And when she got back, she felt really uncomfortable.
她一直都没有想到说到底为什么会这样。
And she didn't know why it's happening.
啊，后来过了几天以后，慢慢走到原来那个邻居啊交钱给她的时候啊，给她的那个地方，她才想起说啊，原来这个事情。
And then when she walked back to the same spot, she thought about what happened the other day.
所以有时候啊，虽然一点好像小的事情啊，但是神为着要让我们完全。
Sometimes we thought it might be just a minor thing, but God expects us to be perfect.
啊，所以我们要保守身心呐、啊，行为上的一些圣洁。
So we need to keep our heart, our body, to be holy.
那再来说要献头，要把头献上。
The next thing we need to offer the head.
我们要谦卑啊，好像主耶稣谦卑，取了奴仆的样式。
We need to be humble like Jesus was humble and he took the servant's position.
主耶稣说啊，在世界上有君王，有大臣啊，啊靠着权柄来辖住别人。
Jesus said in this world that kings and generals and they are managing the world.
那在神的家里面却不可以这样。
But in God's house, we don't do this way.
所以我们想要伟大的，都要做众人的仆人，谦卑服侍人。
Whoever want to be the biggest has to be the servant.
啊，所以我们不要当头啊，想要做头，想要伟大。
So we don't want to always be the greatest.
那头要砍下来啊，还要把它献上去。
We need to cut off the head and offer into God.
因为这个教会里面啊，就只有耶稣做头，耶稣做元首。
Because in church, Jesus is the head.
我们都是弟兄姊妹，我们都是彼此互相服侍。
We are our brothers and sisters. We are serving each other.
我们过去啊，曾经有人啊想说，哦，我是真耶稣教会的创办人。
Before this, people thought they were the founder of the True Jesus Church.
当然很可惜，后来就失败了。
And they fell.
我曾经在一个教会呢，有一个弟兄。
There is a brother in a church.
啊，因为他觉得说啊，这个教务者啊，啊他做不好。
He thought the religious affair person did not do a good job.
他所以他就跟他讲，你什么什么什么不好。
So he pointed out what he did wrong.
啊，常常跟他争。
And he often have arguments with him.
啊，意思就是说，你这个教务负责啊，没有做好，我来做最好。
He means you didn't do a good job as a RA. I can do better than you.
后来他也，实际上他也很认真呐。
But actually, this RA person was pretty diligent.
哎，他还想说他要把工作做好，结果他还跑到外教会去读神学院。
He thought he wanted to do a good job, so he even went to other denomination to study in the theological school.
他想说，我读了几本圣经的书啊，我就可以在教会里面呢、啊，就比较大一点了、
啊。He thought if I study more, gain more knowledge, I can be greater in the church.
在我们教会里面啊，不是重视这些外表的学历或者是才干。
But in our church, we don't emphasize on your education, or your capability.
啊，因为这些工作啊，就是啊，神的带领啊，大家祷告、开会啊，选出一些工人来。
Because from everybody's prayer, and we select certain people to entrust them with some duties.
有的人啊，一直想说我要做什么做什么啊，有时候啊，神反而不会让他当选呢。
Some people they want to be certain, take certain position, but God didn't allow it to happen.
啊，所以那一次的开会，那个选举啊，真的很奇妙，票数很低，他就很低，没有当选。
So in that election, he got very low vote.
啊，结果他就跑到外教会去了。
So he didn't get any council position, so he went to other church.
因为他曾经在其他的教会拿到那个神学院的毕业证书啊，所以他就跑去那里当牧师。
Because he got the certificate as a pastor in other denomination, so he went to other church.
但是我们知道说啊，主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是树枝。
But we know Jesus is a true vine, we are his branch.
这个树枝离开树干的话，就只有枯萎了。
if the branch depart from the vine, we cannot do. The branch will wither.
后来不久啊，他有一次住在那个他们那个礼拜堂里面。
One time he lived in their chapel.
他晚上起来要上厕所。
He was going to bathroom at night.
走到半路啊，跌倒，倒下去，后来就离世了。
And he fell and he died.
啊，是心脏病发作。
And he died from heart attack.
所以，如果没有神的恩典啊，人实在没有办法做什么。
So without God's grace, man cannot do anything.
那所以我们主要在教会里面呢，很谦卑啊，默默的工作，其实神都会纪念。
As long as we work humbly and work in secret in without that other people know, then God will remember us.
所以我们不要想要当头。
So we don't want to be the head.
要学习主耶稣啊，谦卑服侍人的好榜样。
We need to follow Jesus' example, being humble.
那第一章的第八节啊，说要把脂油啊啊把它献在坛上。
And
第一章第八节。
Okay, from verse one, chapter one, verse eight.
这个猪油啊是啊，这个动物里面最肥的。
Have to put have to include the head and the fat on the in the offering.
所以古时候在献祭的时候啊，神就说这个猪油要献给神，要烧上去。
So the fat has to be included.
那如果对我们今天来讲，那个油啊，对我们健康并不是很好。
Nowadays,
油吃太多不好。
Nowadays we thought the fat is not good to our health.
啊，所以这个油啊，脂油最肥的地方啊，要献给神。
Here says the fat has to also be offered to God.
那这也是表述说我们要把最美好的、最宝贵的献给神。
That means we need to offer our best to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕把他唯一的儿子把他献给神。
Abraham offered his one and only son to God.
因为以实玛利已经离开家了。
Because Ishmael already left.
家里只剩下就是以撒。
He is the one and only son, Isaac.
那神就对他说，你把你所宝贵的你唯一的儿子以撒献给我。
So God told Abraham, "You offer your one and only son to me."
亚伯拉罕没有怀疑啊，没有犹豫啊，啊，带着以撒就上摩利亚山上去。
Abraham has no doubt. He just took Isaac and go up to the mountain.
祭坛准备好啊，啊就把以撒绑起来，要把他献上。
He prepared the altar and tied his son up, and he was ready to sacrifice.
那刀拿起来的时候，神说：“你住手。”
Upon he took off the knife, took up the knife, but God spoke to him.
神说：“我已经看到了你的内心。”
God said, "I already saw your heart."
所以你没有留下一样最宝贵的东西不给我。
You have not keep anything from me.
所以神就主着自己发誓。
So God swear to himself.
说论福气啊，我要是大福给你。
God says I'll give you abundant blessing.
你要论祖孙，我要让你的祖孙还多起来。
And I'll give you abundant descendants.
所以他晓得把最宝贵的献给神，神给他更大的祝福。
Because he know to give the most precious thing to God, and then God bless him.
所以我们看到很多人啊，他们了解神的爱。
So we know a lot of people, they understand the love of God.
所以他们就想说，怎样来报答主。
So they were thinking how to repay God's mercy.
啊，玛利亚就把她最宝贵的香膏大泼膏在耶稣的身上。
Mary broke a jar of perfume to offer to Jesus.
这都是给我们一些榜样啊，把最美的、最好的献给神。
Those are the fine example. They give the best to God.
我们来看第二章，第二章是数记。
Let's turn to chapter 2, it's a grain offering.
那这个素祭啊，就是献谷物。
The grain offering is to offer grain.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
若有人献素祭为供物给神，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香。这个素祭啊，第一个可以献的就是细面。
In the grain offering, the first offering is the fine flour.
啊，就是把那个大麦或小麦把它磨成粉。
As to take the wheat and then grind it into powder.
啊，把那个杂质把它除掉，就是洁白的细面粉。
And take out some of the blemish and offer the white flour.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
四节，若用炉中烤的物为素祭，就要用调油的无效细面饼，或者是抹油的无效薄饼。好，那第二个可以献的就是细面做的薄饼，细面饼。
The second thing is the waffle made from the fine flour.
啊，就是用那个面啊去烤啊，或者是煎出来的饼。
You can either bake it or fry it.
那再来看十四节。
Verse
14. 二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse
14. 若向主献出所得物为素祭，要献上空了的禾穗子，就是杂了的新穗子，当作出所得物的素祭。出所得物啊，把那个谷物啊、新穗子啊烘烤，然后献上去。
Bring a grain offering of first fruit to the Lord. Offer crushed heads of new grain, roasted in the fire.
那这个素祭啊，是预表耶稣基督啊，他那一种完美的人格。
The grain offering is symbolized the perfect character of Jesus.
啊，因为他的牺牲，他被献上以后啊，啊，成为属灵生命的粮食。
Because after he sacrificed for us, he became the bread of our life.
他说让我们饥渴的世人啊，能够因为耶稣基督啊，来得到饱足。
So whoever is thirst and hungry can be satisfied.
所以这个素祭可以预表耶稣基督那个完美。
So the grain offering simplified the perfect character of Jesus.
也是教导我们信徒啊，也要追求圣洁完全。
It also teaches us have to pursue the holiness.
啊，要过一种圣洁的生活。
And live a holy life.
啊，在我们生活当中啊，不断的结果子啊，能够得到神的悦纳。
In our daily life, we need to bear fruit, to please God.
啊，但是我们知道这个素祭啊，不可以单独献。
Also, the grain offering cannot be offered by itself.
一般都是跟燔祭啊一起献。
It has to be offered with burnt offering.
啊，所以叫做同献的素祭。
So it's called you offer them together.
因为如果耶稣只有他非常完美的人格，但是他没有为我们流血啊，我们没有办法得到救恩。
So if Christ has a perfect character, but he didn't sacrifice for us, then we cannot be saved.
啊，所以有的人说啊，耶稣啊，那种完美的那种品德啊，啊，博爱的精神啊，我们可以很敬重。
So we really respect the perfect character of Jesus Christ.
啊，但是对于耶稣在十字架上替我们牺牲流血啊，啊，为我们舍命完成救恩了，有的就信不下去。
But some people cannot believe that Jesus actually died for us.
当然我们知道，如果耶稣主有是一个非常完美的人呢，啊，他的品德让我们效仿。
If Jesus is merely a perfect character, for us to emulate his virtue.
啊，我们如果没有借着他的流血啊，啊，借着他的宝血救赎啊，我们也是没有希望的。
But if we don't save from his precious blood, we have no hope.
那所以这个该隐的记录没有办法蒙神悦纳，我觉得有两个问题，一个是他行为不好。
The offering from Cain is not pleased to God. There's two reasons.
啊，另外一个就是他的祭物不完全。
First is his deed is not good, and then the second is his offering is not complete.
所以这个数祭啊，都是跟其他的祭物啊，有流血的祭物一起献，不可以单独献。
So the grain offering has to combine with the burnt offering that. Sacrificed.
那所以《民数记》二十八章二十九章那里谈到，每天要献多少的血祭啊，就要同献的数祭。
So in Numbers it says every day you need to offer this much of blood offering to go with the grain offering.
啊，那个献祭的人啊，把这些祭物带到祭司那里。
The people then will bring the offering to priest.
啊，祭司就把这个祭物哪一部分啊烧上去给神。
Then the priest will burn the offering.
啊，剩下的就是作为祭司啊他们的食物。
The remaining offering will become the food for the priest.
所以祭司可以在会幕的院子里面呢 啊在那边享用。
So the priest can enjoy those offering in the yard of the tabernacle.
那从这个数据里面呢、啊，我们也可以学习到一些属灵上的教训跟意义。
And we can also learn some spiritual teaching and symbol from those offers.
哦，一般的数据啊，都是用麦主做的。那这个麦主就是预表耶稣基督了。
Usually the grain offering is made of wheat.
他说耶稣说他一粒麦子落地死掉了，然后结出很多的籽粒来。
Jesus said, a wheat that was buried and then it will bring more seeds.
那这个麦子啊要打碎啊，啊，然后把杂质除掉，才能够成为圣洁的细面。
And also the grain has to be crushed and take out the blemish, then it will become a really clean, nice flour.
然后在炉中啊来烤，哦，啊用火去烤，啊这样才能够成为素祭。
And afterwards, you need to bake the flour.
所以这个素祭的整个过程啊，就是要把皮啊把它砸碎，把皮。啊，把那个杂质把它除掉啊，然后成为一个饼，或者是成为一个素祭啊，啊，再把它献在那个祭坛上面。
So the grain offering, we need to crush the grain and take out the blemish, and then bake in the oven. Then we can bring it to offer to God.
象征主耶稣啊。啊，为我们受尽各样的凌辱啦，啊，经历各样的磨练、煎熬，啊，为我们死。
Then it's symbolized Christ that endure all kinds of suffering for us.
啊，主耶稣也好像那个柔和的细面一样啊，他充满着柔和谦卑的心肠。
And Jesus also like the fine flour, is very soft and gentle.
很多人啊，跟着他啊，在野地那边听道理。
People following him in the wilderness to listen to him.
主耶稣就体谅他们。
And Jesus really have compassion.
叫门徒说：“你们给他们吃吧，我不忍心让他们挨着饿着肚子回去。”
Jesus said, "You give them some food to eat."Don't just let them go home without food.
主耶稣被钉以后啊，彼得跟那些门徒就去打鱼了。
After Jesus was crucified, Peter went back to fishing with his friends.
主耶稣复活以后啊，并没有责备他们，还问他们说：“小子啊，你们有吃的东西没有？”
And when Jesus resurrected, he came back to see them, he didn't rebuke them. Instead, he asked them, little fellows, do you have anything to eat?
我们看到主耶稣的一生啊，真的充满着柔和谦卑啊，好像那个柔和的细面一样。
So we can see the whole, throughout the life of Jesus Christ, he is really a gentle and a humble person, like the refined flower.
马太福音第九章里面说，主耶稣周流各地方啊，传福音。
In the book of Mark, it says Jesus traveled all over the place to preach gospel.
所以他看到很多可怜的人啊，他说，哇，这些人好像羊没有牧人一样。
And he saw all the people, he thought this people is like sheep without a shepherd.
所以主耶稣就动了慈心啊，设法来帮助他们。
So Jesus had compassion on them, and he tried to help them.
所以他常常啊，主动的来帮助人。
So Jesus always volunteered to help.
有一个寡妇，儿子死掉了，主耶稣说，你不要哭。
And there is a widow that her son is dead, and then Jesus told her, don't cry.
一个病了38年的病人，主耶稣是问他说，你想要好吗？
And another sick person has been sick for over 38 years. Then Jesus asked him, do you want to get better?
他说，我想要好，但是没有人啊，把我抬到水里面去。
The sick person said, yeah, I do want to get better, but no one carry me to the pool.
主耶稣说，你拿着你的褥子回家去吧。
Jesus said, bring your mat and go home.
我们看到主耶稣啊，充满着柔和的心肠。
So we know Jesus has really a soft heart and compassion.
压伤的芦苇啊，他不折断；僵残的灯火啊，他不熄灭。
So he would crush a weed and he would
and he would 灯火不熄灭。
He will put off a dying fire.
那这个数据在线的时候说要浇上油，加上乳香。
And it also says in the offering the grand offering, you need to pour oil plus incense.
还要用油调，用盐调和。
And also need to season with salt.
但是不可以加酵，也不可以加蜜。
And you, but you cannot add any yeast or honey.
这都有属灵的意思啊。
That has some spiritual meaning also.
这个油是象征圣灵啊。
The oil represents the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣献上他自己，也加上祷告。
Jesus offered himself.
因为主耶稣被圣灵充满。
Because Jesus was filled with Holy Spirit.
我们也要常常靠圣灵充满，才能够成圣，成为最美的祭物献给神。
And we need to always be filled with the Holy Spirit so we can be the best offer to God.
还要加上乳香，就是不断地发出香气来。
And we need to add some incense so we can have a wonderful aroma.
我们的奉献，把身心当作活祭献给神，他说好像那个香气会达到神的面前，奉献啊。
So then, our good deed is like the good aroma that will offer as a fragrance of prayer.
这个香气包括我们的祷告、我们的奉献、我们的服事。
Those aroma includes our prayer, our service to God.
这个盐是永远不坏掉的意思。
And the salt means it will not be perished.
神借着耶稣基督给我们立的约这个是永远不会废掉的。
And God made an everlasting covenant of salt with man.
借着主耶稣的救恩带给我们和平安详的生活。
Through the salvation of Jesus, bring harmony and peace to a human being.
一般这个盐有防腐跟调和的作用。
The salt has a function of antiseptic and harmonizing.
所以我们信徒也要做世上的盐。
So our member has to be the salt of the world.
啊，我们盐如果失掉了味道啊，他说没有用了。我们如果失掉了基督徒的本质啊，我们就没有力量见证神的恩典了。
If the salt loses the seasoning, it's you know, it's like a member that lose their true deed, and then it will be like the salt without the seasoning.
啊，盐也有调和的作用啊。
And also, the salt is also harmonizing.
啊，所以我们话语当中啊，要有盐啊，促进人跟人之间的和睦。
So in our speech, we need to be harmonized with other people.
那这个笑在圣经里面有三个意义。
The East has the three meanings in the Bible.
第一个是代表罪恶。
First is represents the sin.
我们看哥林多前书五章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8.
我们从第六节开始看哈，第六节到第八节。
Let's start with verse 6.
说你们这样自夸是不好的，岂不知道一点面笑也能够使全团发起来吗？第七节。
Verse 7.
你们既是无笑的面，应当把旧笑除掉，好使你们成为仙团。因为我们逾越节的羊羔啊，已经基督已经被杀献祭了。第八节。我们所做节不可用旧笑，也不可用恶毒邪恶的笑。主要用诚实真正的无效饼。那哥林多教会啊，他们当中有犯很严重的罪。
There's a really sinful things happened in the church of Corinth.
因为他们犯了淫乱，有人娶了自己的继母。
Because some people commit sexual immorality.
啊，保罗说要把这样的人呢、啊、赶出去。
So Paul says you need to cast that person out.
因为这种罪啊，你如果没有处理，好像笑一样，它会发起来。
Paul says if you don't take care of these sinful things, then this will become a yeast in the church.
嗯，所以这个笑在这里是代表罪。
So the yeast represents the sins here.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke.Chapter 12.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse
1. 十二章第一节。这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“你们要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒伪善。”法利赛人虽然他们讲起来律法很懂啊
，The Pharisees even though they really know the laws，
啊，但是他们很注重那个字句、条文、形式。
But they really just emphasize in the rituals and the wordings。
啊，所以呀、啊，产生了那个假冒伪善的现象。
So they become very hypocritical。
啊，常常在众人的面前啊，装得很虔诚。
They pretend they are really a devout person.
但事实上啊，他们很多的举动啊，都已经违背了神本来真理的那个真意。
But actually, their behavior is really departed from the truth.
所以主耶稣警戒门徒说啊，要防备法利赛人的笑。
So Jesus said to the disciple, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees."
就是假冒伪善。
That means which is a hypocrisy.、
啊、我们再看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马太福音十六章第六节。耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。”跳过来看十二节。 十六章十二节，门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训。好，那这个是讲到好像还有十分钟嘛，哈，是不是？三十五。OK，OK。好，我这一句话讲完就好。这个讲到说啊，防备这个法利赛人跟撒都该人的笑。
Here says, be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
啊，就是他们错误的道理的教训。
Because they have a wrong teachings.
因为他们常常啊。站在摩西的位上来教导人。
Because they always sit on the seat of Moses and instruct people.
主耶稣说啊，他们把人的遗传啊当作道理教导人。
Jesus said they teach the human heritage.
啊，但是已经违背了神的诫命。
But actually, it's departed from the command of God.
啊，所以像撒都该人为着现实上的一些利益。
So the Sadducees, just because of the prophets.
所以他们不相信灵界的事情，也不相信有复活的事情。
Just because the prophet of this world, they do not believe in resurrection and the spiritual things.
这都是一种笑。
So these are some sort of yeast.
这是错误的道理呀，异端啊，这个。这也是我们要防备的。
So those are the wrong teaching we need to be aware of.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.